Welcome to Healing Awareness Broadcast with Ebowo Akinojo. Ebowo brings the awareness of God's willingness and power to heal in her teachings, ushering in God's healing power as she does. You will be empowered by God's word and the anointing to not only receive and manifest your healing, but confidently get others healed. He was
wounded for my... Welcome to Healing Awareness. On this episode, we turn again to God's word, where his healing power is revealed. Turn with me quickly to Isaiah 46 and verse 4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Psalm 91 and verse 16. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 92, verse 14 to 15. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Praise God forevermore. Today we'll be talking in the line of big pictures. And as I speak, receive your healing, because the healing power is here. God's healing presence is here, and he is more eager to see his children healed than we realize. In the previous episode, I told about walking out on the devil. I'd love to say that I just walked away and never had to deal with the diagnosis or the symptoms, but it didn't happen that way. We fought through alarming symptoms with our faith in the grace and mercy of God, putting our feet down, resisting, insisting, and persisting as the reports got steadily worse. And then turned. Praise God forevermore. He delivered us from our strong enemy. He rescued us because they were too strong for us. He pulled us out of the pit where there was no water. And then again, he drew us out of many waters. Praise God forevermore. God sent us his ministering spirit, miracle fire, that hearkened unto the voice of his word in my body. Psalm 103 verse 20 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Miracle fire excelled in strength in my body. Praise God forevermore. Psalm 104 verse 4 says, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire? We have seen God's word become reality, not only in our lives, but in the lives of countless others around us and in our ministry. Today, I'll quickly share what the big picture outlook to healing and health did for me. And I know it will help and bless and heal someone. The first thing I want to share is long-term visions. I wrote my life's mission on sticky notes. Nothing fancy. I didn't make a production out of it. I just wrote down my life mission, what I felt God was calling me to do, the words that he has spoken to me over the years, and the things that I was already doing. And I stuck them on my mirrors, wardrobe, doors, bathroom cabinets. For you, it could be anything, but for me, I wrote things like, I'm laying hands on the sick and they are recovering. I was already laying hands on the sick at the time, but I wrote it anyway. We are raising the dead. We are taking the gospel all over the world. I look away from what was happening in my body at the time and decided to use the healing anointing upon me to bring healing to others. That is very important. If we are able to look away from ourselves onto what God has called us to do and to be a blessing, even when it seems like we ourselves are in a predicament, that is faith. And God honors such faith. The Bible tells us that Job was healed when he prayed for his friends. He still had the calamity going on in his life. He still had his predicament fully active. he still had the plague actively at work in his body. But he looked away from himself and prayed for his friends, and he was healed. The second thing I want to make mention of is long-term conversations. My husband would speak to me, "Baby, we are doing this for many decades to come." And then he would praise me and decorate me with beautiful words. Of course, I wasn't feeling that way at the time, but he never failed to tell me that I was vivacious, that I was beautiful, that I was full of life. He would say, "Baby, you are vivacious, you are beautiful, you are full of vigor, you are full of life. You will always be beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. We have this victory. We will pack up large spaces. We will travel around the world together." And even though we were already doing this, like I started looking forward to more. I started looking forward to God doing much more through us until I started having visions and dreams about future meetings. I would sleep in the daytime just to catch a nap, and I would dream of meetings. I would see myself walking to arenas. I would see my husband walking to arenas. I would see the miracles. So when the miracles are happening and we're getting testimonies, these are things that I have already seen because I invested so much time in these long-term conversations and in these long-term visions. And under the sound of my voice, you don't have to be going through anything life-threatening, anything terminal so-called. You don't have to be going through anything in your health to adopt these things. Long-term visions is important for everyone. You don't have to be sick in your body. You don't have to be dealing with a diagnosis. Long-term conversations are good for you. Teach your children to have long-term conversations, because what we are saying is what our reality will be at the end of the day. Here's the deal. We didn't invest our time in the symptoms and inconvenience of the situation because it was not convenient. I'm not going to lie and tell you that it was a walk in the park or we're floating on flowery beds of ease. No, it was a fight of faith every step of the way. But we invested our time talking about and painting beautiful pictures of victory on the Word of God. And we are living in those pictures today. And there's much more to come. We are already living that future right now. If your fiancé says to you, "It's not you, it's me." You know how they come, "Oh, it's not you, it's me. I think we should take a break." Is that the end of your life? No. He or she taught you one or two things and made way for your Mr. or Miss Right. With this kind of mindset, how can you lose? You will always win in God. In Christ, we always win. When we were growing up, back in the 80s, divorce was a plague. It was a stigma that affected not just the couple getting the divorce, but their children. It was as bad as not being invited for birthday parties and club memberships being withdrawn. But thank God that now people have magnified the love of God above the judgment of man. Yeah, God hates divorce. That's what his word says. But he would rather have you alive. I'm speaking to somebody under the sound of my voice. No one should endure a precarious marriage situation and have life snuffed out of them because of shame and the opinions of men. Young people are intimidated by your style and don't invite you to their midst. Create your own midst. Become valuable and let God use you to add value to the people he has assigned you. Invest in your purpose. That's the third thing. Paul sent to Archippus in Colossians chapter 4 verse 17, "Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord." To fulfill the ministry he received from the Lord. That means if God gave you a ministry, a business, a project, or an assignment, no diagnosis, no symptom, no disease can truncate it. Because he has seen to the very end of it. He's the God that sees the end from the beginning. He's the one that calls those things that be not as though they were. If God gave you a project, he gave you a business idea, he gave you an assignment, that means that he has provided all that you need for life and godliness. He's not expecting you to die and leave it halfway. What he's called you to is transgenerational. He's called you and he's got long-term in view. So let God mind his business of keeping you strong and alive while you mind your business of fulfilling his assignment for you. Don't go to the hospital one day and come back and say, oh, this has been spoken concerning me. And then you now start packing up and start making a transition plan. And start shutting down on yourself. Or start shutting down on life. God forbid. You mind your business of fulfilling his assignment for you. And leave him to mind his business of keeping you strong and alive until you are fully satisfied. Until you can boldly say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. And there awaits for me a crown. And when you get there, you know that you will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Number four, focus on your purpose. Don't be distracted by the things around you. If that thing is not leading to your purpose, delegate it to others. Outsource it and use your energies wisely. What others are doing can sometimes be a huge distraction as well. In this day where social media opens up everybody's business, it's like there's a scoreboard. You are trying to be relevant and unknown to you, you are being derailed from your purpose and your destiny. No two ministries are the same. No two people are the same. You may be selling the same product. You may be providing the same service, but no two businesses are the same. But trying to be relevant and trying to be ahead of the game and trying to outdo your competitors can derail you and put a lot of stress and strain on you, which could also affect your health adversely. So don't strive. God has delivered you from the strivings of the people. Another definition of striving is high blood pressure. Your God-ordained throne is right before you and in plain sight. Don't strive with people who are succeeding in their own purpose. Succeed in yours. The fifth thing I want to quickly share with you have to watch what you are saying. Make sure you're always speaking good into your life. I'm not saying that you are to start performing a legalistic ritual of confessions. No, but you must always speak life. Speak good. Speak longevity. Speak progress. Speak courage. Speak success into your life, present and future. Forget about the past, except to recall the mighty things God has done for you and to use it as a springboard to the mighty things you know that God is going to do for you. Don't use your mouth to sabotage yourself. Talk big. Psalm 81 verse 10 says, open your mouth wide and let God fill it. I am he that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it up. Let God fill up your mouth. Let him fill up your desires with long life, with wealth, and with the treasures for your generation. Praise God forevermore. And what will you do if you knew that you will fulfill your days on earth? What are the projects that you will embark on? What are the investments that you will make? What are the things that you will start? If you knew that you will live to be 90, if you knew that you will live to be 100, if you knew that you will live to be 120, what will you be doing? How will you be spending your life? What will you be investing in? Praise God forevermore. He says, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. If you knew that God would sustain you, if you knew that God will carry you, if you knew that God will rescue you and make sure that you come to your grave as a shock of corn cometh in the season, what will you do with your life? How will you spend your life? He said, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no wickedness in him. In closing, I want to pray for you. If you are dealing with symptoms, I see somebody, your heart is always playing tricks on you. Yes. And that is exactly how you say it. Your heart is playing tricks on you. It's keeping beats. You're having palpitations and you're wondering if this heart is going to carry you. The heart will carry you. Praise God forevermore. He's sustaining your heart. He's sustaining that heart. Don't be afraid. He's sustaining your heart. Praise God forevermore. And I speak the healing of God into that heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That heart will carry you. It will carry you to your gray hairs because God is the one sustaining you. He's renewing you. He's strengthening you. He's filling you with vigor. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. And if you're sick anywhere in your body, as I give the faith command, I want you to lay your hands in that place where you feel that pain. Sickness, disease, weakness, and pain, you are the cause of the law, and Christ has redeemed us from the cause of the law. Right now, be broken in the midst in the mighty name of Jesus. Every orchestration, every gang up of Belial against any life under the sound of my voice, be broken in the midst in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your healing, receive health, receive wellness, receive wholeness, receive vigor in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to you, cataracts, be faded away in the mighty name of Jesus. Afraid out of those eyes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cataracts, take your hands off those eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to depression. I speak to disillusionment. I speak to you that you are checking out on life. Be filled with vigor in the mighty name of Jesus. Be filled with zest in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive new pictures from the Holy Ghost in God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. See that your life is beautiful. See that your life is valuable. See that God has big plans for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak healing to your bodies from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Every cell of your body, every fiber of your being is infused with eternal life. Zoe is at work in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Begin to do those things that you could not do before. Hallelujah. The sound of the sound of my voice, you are now carrying weights. You will begin to carry weights and you begin to carry them, and the load will begin to be progressively higher as the Lord strengthens your limbs, as the Lord strengthens your bones, as the Lord strengthens your muscles. He said he keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. I speak to your calcium levels, they are sufficient. I speak to osteoporosis. Take your hands off God's property in the mighty name of Jesus. He keeps all your bones. Not one of them is broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe we receive. We believe we receive every disease, germ, and virus that touches anybody under the sound of my voice. Die in the mighty name of Jesus. You that has had that cold on and off for several months is a compromised immune system. Right now, I speak to your immune system. Be jacked up in the mighty name of Jesus. Be jacked up, be energized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. We appreciate you. We take your healing. We take your healing. We take your word. We take your healing. And we are healed. We are whole. We are well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, my brother, remember, my sister, healing is your covenant right in Christ. And until I come your way on the next episode, be healed, be whole, be well. In Jesus' mighty name, I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a part of today's Healing Awareness broadcast. You can tell of God's wonderful works on our website, www.manifoldgraceministries.org/testimonies. To know more about our ministry, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. To get more life-transforming messages, subscribe to our Telegram channel, t.me/manifoldgraceministries. To join our praying community, subscribe to Prayers with Eboa on Telegram, t.me/mgmpwe. Be healed, be whole, be well.